Magical Sense, Living with MS by Sue Chambers. Part 1, Introduction. A good friend asked me, "Your book, what's the opening line?" "I don't know," I replied. "I'm not even sure I'm ill enough to write it." Well, it seemed as good as any other. I originally meant this book to unravel some of the mysteries of MS. Not really from a medical perspective, but more from a user-friendly point of view. When I began, I'd never even heard of the subjects in the last two parts of the book. So that you get a sense of who's talking to you, who the user is, here follows an attempt at a description of me. I was diagnosed with MS in the last century, back in 1985. I try not to start describing me in terms of MS, but I assume that's why, at least in part, you're reading this book, right? I was born even earlier in the last century, 1956. At the time I began writing this, this made me 45. That's when I started. I'm 47 now, and yes, it took such a long time that I've added another couple of birthdays since. I am a lady. Well, that's a polite way I've heard it said. Initially, my MS, because I believe it is our own illness, everyone's experience is unique, was mild enough for me to continue working for 13 years. As one of four founding partners of a market research company, my work was intense, hard, and important to me. Work flourished so that a colleague and myself set up a new arm of the business. He was gifted, potty, and even more stubborn than I was. Am I a glutton for punishment or what? The new arm was about researching viewers' reactions to television. It was too interesting and, since I was managing director, I was too proud and stubborn to stop. Being diagnosed with MS. Going back a bit, as I mentioned before, I was diagnosed with MS in 1985. It began on a hideous learn-to-ride holiday, which had, by definition, horses involved. It was 4 days of torment, mucking out, grooming, and feeding the most obstinate beasts, all of whom were cannier than we were, and could spot a virgin beginner from several miles away. Anyway, the less said about that, the better. Except that we did escape from the riding school to the local pub, where I ordered white wine. There was much scuttling under the bar, and then the barman majestically reappeared with a glass of white wine adorned with a cocktail stick, upon which he had skewered two cocktail cherries. Wine cocktail. The most glorious glass of Chardonnay just doesn't quite taste the same anymore. I came back with my right hand thumb alternating between numbness and violent pins and needles. Sometimes it felt as though someone had plugged my hand into an electric socket. I actually did that once. The electrician was around disconnecting my wall lights. He hadn't got as far around the room as I thought he had. Wham! Across the room I flew, with tingling MS fingers. Anyway, we had just got married and were feeling parent-minded, so I thought I'd better go and sort out these weird feelings, which had migrated across the other hand. So I went off to see my GP. I have been exceptionally fortunate with my doctors. Actually, I've reread this and realised it's not true. Oh, how we forget. Once my first GP emigrated, see the effect I have, I went through a couple of troublesome souls who passed for doctors as well as a good one. One GP was so difficult to communicate with that I wrote to the family practitioners board and asked to go on the books of a different doctor. That turned out to be...